heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you're in the workplace or you're a student, an at-home parent, maybe you're recovering from the passing of a loved one, or just maybe you're someone who's never had faith and you're starting to search for what your purpose is, the next 30 minutes we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. And we'd like to start the program with what we call a scripture reading. These are just verses from the Bible that have been relevant to me. And these verses that we're going to read are all about faith. So here we go. The first one is Hebrews 11:1. Many of our listeners know this one. It kind of gives the biblical definition of faith. It says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." And a little bit further down in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 6th verse says, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Another verse on faith is Romans chapter 10, verse 17, says that, "So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." 2 Corinthians says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And we'll finish up with a verse from 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4, says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." And excuse me, we are going to put in one more prayer in scripture here that is for my good friend Pat Jensen in her battle against cancer. We're going to toss in Matthew chapter 21:22 says, "You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it." So we like to say on this show, if you know Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a difficult or dry time, seek God through his word. God will use it to revive you. If you don't yet know Christ, read the word and ask God to reveal himself to you. He will, and you'll never be the same again. You'll be a new creation because there's life-giving power in the word. So on this show, we like to say, read the word or read the Bible, just do it. And again, thank you so much for joining us today on the show. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes. If you want to hear the previous program, recently we had Michael Ramsden from the RZIM Ministries on. It was a very powerful testimony. Or you can also go to our website, which is mark5ministries.com. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes at the University of Virginia is celebrating its victory dinner on Thursday, April 27, 2017, at the Doubletree Hotel. From 5 until about 8 o'clock p.m., we invite you to come out and hear the victories that have taken place on and off the field. Our keynote speaker will be Division I track and field coach Brian Fetzer. You'll hear from him and many others as we share the victory of the great things that have happened throughout this season. For more information and to reserve your table, visit our website, fcauva.org, or you can call Susan Marks at 434-996-4498. Seating is limited, so please respond quickly. An ask for monthly support will be extended at the dinner. fcauva.org, 434-996-4498.
And and welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. With us on the program is my friend Tom Trevelyan. Tom and I have known each other for a number of years. He does have a day job, but we've gotten to know each other through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and he's been an integral part of the local chapter of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He was the chair of the board for a number of years. And so, Tom, I just appreciate you coming on the show.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Good to be with you.
Tell us, for our listeners, if you wouldn't mind, just start with just a little bit of a snapshot of who is Tom Trevelyan, if you give it just a little bit of your background.
Okay. Born in Hampton, Virginia, and grew up down there, went to the University of South Carolina, and been in Albemarle since I graduated from college. Met my wife here and have been living in Charlottesville since then, since the mid-70s. So own a business in Waynesboro, and got two beautiful daughters, three grandchildren.
Awesome. Well, these are fun times to be a South Carolina alum.
Oh, yeah, isn't that the truth? We were right there in basketball this year, weren't we? Yeah.
Did the women win?
The women won it. Yeah, the women won it. The men lost. Yeah, they made it to the Final Four.
That was fun. That was fun to watch. Well, yeah. Again, thanks for being on the show. What we like to do on this program is have our guests share a little bit about their faith journey, if you could just kind of touch on how you became such a strong believer.
Well, I had some parents who made sure I was in church when I was a kid and kind of nurtured me along patiently. And those were really my teachers, my examples. So I really got it at home early.
Mm-hmm. Was there a critical time in your life when you said, I'm not going to just rely on my parents' faith, that I'm going to go ahead and take it for myself?
Yeah, I think that has to come along at some time. I tried it on my own and really kind of tried to have one foot in the world and one foot with what my parents had taught me. And I realized living two different lives didn't work.
It doesn't work.
And it sure doesn't. It makes you a mess. Mm-hmm. And so I gave up living in both worlds. I was probably right out of college when I decided that enough of that. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when I just said, okay, Lord, you've got my life. I'm going to live for you. And it was a slow process, because once you're in, living for yourself, it's kind of hard to break away and say, I'm going to live for Jesus. So it's a process, and it took me a number of years. It's still taking me. I'm 67. I'm still working on it.
Mm-hmm. How important has things like your daily practice of reading God's word and staying in prayer and being around other believers, how important have those disciplines been for you kind of in your spiritual growth?
Yeah, it's essential, I think. The Bible is about fellowship, talks about, people being together. And, I've had, first of all, probably my wife, I asked the Lord to bring me a woman who knew you and loved you, and I got that, and that helped me tremendously. We start every day with devotion together, reading the Bible, praying, then we go walking for 3 miles. That's been a daily routine for 35 years or so. But, I've had guys, too, that have been essential. Lindsey Sadler was a good friend of mine. He was he lives here in Charlottesville, from Charlottesville. When I was young, he was a pastor at our church, but he was really concerned about men, and he spent a lot of time with the men and developing our spiritual lives, teaching us how to pray, how to talk to God, how to live differently, which I think having somebody showing you how to do it,
yes,
and being patient with you. It's really helpful.
Mm-hmm. So the Bible says in Corinthians that we walk by faith and not by sight. Is that a verse that kind of has some meaning for you? Is there a time in your life when you had to say, well, you know, I may not be able to see it, but I'm going to just kind of walk this life with Jesus out?
Hmm. Boy, yeah, I think if you're going to believe, you've got to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul says in Romans that people can see the creation, and yeah, we got to know there's a God, mm-hmm, you know. But we all still say, well, show me, you know. It's like Thomas, let me touch the wounds.
Right.
But I think at some point you just got to say, I can't see Jesus standing in front of me. I can't touch his wounds, mm-hmm, you know. And yeah, I think it's an essential moment for every believer. It's got to be about something that's so strong I don't need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I just believe it, and I feel it. I see it in the creation. I see it in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
I see it by answered prayer, but I don't see him.
Mm-hmm.
But I see evidences of him everywhere.
This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Tom Trevelyan. And Tom, I'm wondering for our listeners, if you had to tell somebody about during that time when you made the transition of kind of straddling the fence, living 1 foot in the world and 1 foot committed to your faith, and then you make the transition, could you tell our listeners about kind of what a difference that made for you? Because one of the verses that we've referred to on this program is the new creation verse that Paul talks about, where he says, whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Was there... Could you kind of sense the evidence of new creation once you made that decision to kind of take 1 foot out of the world and put them both into your faith world?
Well, that's a good question, Jeff. I've known the Lord intimately for 40 years, since in my 20s. But I would say that I questioned that verse. I said, well, how can I, if I'm a new creation, why is the old still bothering me?
Right.
And I just think that it's not you can't take that statement and say, oh, well, that's absolute, because it's absolute in the fact that God has entered your life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not absolute that you won't sin anymore.
Right.
And so it's just a constant. There's going to be that rub, mm-hmm, and you've got. That's what's so great about Romans 8 says. There's now no condemnation,
mm-hmm,
for me. I mean, I can sin. I don't. Not that I want to, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, and I'm free of that sin, mm-hmm, free of the guilt. So I just can let the guilt go because, mm-hmm, of Christ. So I am a new creation, mm-hmm, but I am still in this body, mm-hmm, and still weak.
Right.
And so I'm going to disappoint, but I can go to my God and say, I'm sorry,
mm-hmm,
you know, forgive me. Sometimes I make this prayer, Lord, I don't even know if I sinned, mm-hmm, today. I probably sinned and didn't even know it. Please show me what that is, but please also forgive me for,
mm-hmm,
it, because it's so easy to sneak up on us.
Mm, that's powerful. Now, tell me about, when we're heading towards a break, and this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Tom Trevelyan. What about your faith life? Does it converge with the business world, or are you able to keep your faith just on Sunday or at home, or is it a part of everything you do in the workplace when you're coming and going? How does that play out for you?
Yeah. That was a big challenge for me, particularly being in the business world, particularly owning a business, because ever since I can remember, I've owned a business. When I probably was 25, 26 years old when I started my first piece of entrepreneurship. Yes, and I think I realized right away, again, that I couldn't have couldn't live one way on the weekend and one way during the week. Mm-hmm. So I had to figure out a way. And I did it through other men, watching them, asking them, hanging around them. Mm-hmm. Say, how do you do this? Mm-hmm. And I just learned by example and watching them and listening to what they said. And if it wasn't for them, I'd probably still be, you know, one foot in, one foot out. Mm-hmm. But I'm so thankful that, you know, I just said, Lord, you're going to, every day with my wife or whatever, I just, when we prayed, I just, Lord, you just direct me in what I do today, what I say, and, you know, just help mm-hmm. me, give me wisdom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so I think that helped. Also, we in our business mission statement, we put in there, Lord, I want to run this business on biblical principles. Mm-hmm. I want to honor you and honor people. And so we set up front, that's what we want to do. We plastered it on our walls mm-hmm. around our business, mm-hmm. and we just try to remind ourselves that's the way we're supposed to live.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we're heading towards the break, but it just, Tom, listening to your mission statement and how you integrate your faith life into your workplace, it reminds me of the verse, let your light shine before men. And it just seems to me like you're doing that in the workplace. And we do it to honor God. Mm. And I'm thankful that we have people like you running businesses in the greater Charlottesville area. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more of the program. Please stay with us.
The Fellowship of Christian Athletes at the University of Virginia is celebrating its victory dinner on Thursday, April 27, 2017, at the Doubletree Hotel. From 5 until about 8 o'clock p.m., we invite you to come out and hear the victories that have taken place on and off the field. Our keynote speaker will be Division I track and field coach Brian Fetzer. You'll hear from him and many others as we share the victory of the great things that have happened throughout this season. For more information and to reserve your table, visit our website, fcauva.org, or you can call Susan Marks at 434-996-4498. Seating is limited, so please respond quickly. And ask for monthly support will be extended at the dinner. fcauva.org, 434-996-4498. And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. With us on the program, we have my friend Tom Trevelyan. And Tom, just as we're heading into the break, I'm really curious about how has your faith helped you in your work life?
Right. Boy, I could, I'd like to write a book about the things that have happened in work. Because Christ is such an important part of my life, I don't want to go to work and leave him at home. Mm-hmm. And I want to do things to honor him, but boy, I mess up and disappoint people and probably make people mad at me and on and on. But I just have to do the best I can, and I think that's what the challenge is for each of us, and try to improve ourselves and be more Christ-like as we go in life. Mm-hmm. So I'm 67, so I've been running the company I have now for about 35 years, and I had hired a president about 5-6 years ago to run the company for me, and I just began to do semi-retirement sort of thing. And about 2 years ago, he left me after about 5 years with me, and it was a real shock to my system because I, you know, certainly prayed about this, and he did too. He was a believer, and we just thought it was going to be a match made in heaven, and we were going on, but things just didn't work out, and he left. And I said, Lord, what are you doing to me? I've got to go back to work. Mm. I've got to, what? You know, I thought you had this, you know, retirement set up for me and this, you know, big, nice stretch with my wife and all and the grandkids. But so I had to go back to work, and I was disappointed in the Lord, disappointed in me, just disappointed. But the Lord, during that time when I was suffering and beat myself up, he just began to show me that suffering's an important part of my faith, that I should embrace it and not run away from it, that I should learn something from it. And so a good friend told me about Romans 5, verse 3, and there's a few verses there that say, it's suffering's okay, it's good for you, it creates endurance, it builds your character, and it gives you hope, that eternal hope. And I really hung on to that verse because I said, Lord, I must need to learn something about my character. You must want to show me something. So I began to just talk to him, and my mind was still negative and still in the... So he taught me how to think. He reminded me about the verses about think about what's true and noble and right and lovely and pure and admirable and excellent and praiseworthy. So I just began to change the way I was thinking, and it was just a blessing that the Lord renewed. I knew that verse, but he just renewed it in me to think more clearly and positively. So, you know, that really kind of said to me that my character needed some change and my character needed some improvement because I wasn't thinking clearly. So the Lord, again, said, okay, I want your character to be like the fruits. The fruit of the Spirit, you know, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I didn't have those things completely like I wanted them. They were all in the mismatch. So the Lord just told me to clean my life up some and get my act together and just be better at what I was doing. So that rough patch taught me so much. And I'm through it now. I've got a new guy running the company, new leadership. I'm out of there again. And they're doing a wonderful job, so praise the Lord for that. But mostly I just praise him for showing me how to suffer again and how to build my character, how to endure it, and really where my hope is. So it was a great time, but a hard time.
So. This is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Tom Trevelyan. And Tom, I want to share with you one of my favorite quotes from C.S. Lewis and see if it strikes home for you, the great Christian apologist C.S. Lewis said that God whispers to us in our pleasure but shouts to us in our pain. Did you find that to be true in that circumstance?
Loud and clear. That's why I was so glad he shouted at me.
It's a wake up. I've gone through, and our listeners have been kind enough to listen to my story, but I've been through the deep challenges in the business world, and I've called them the best worst times. I wouldn't give them back as hard as they've been because it's been such an incredible learning experience and really tuned in to God and his presence and to understand and to not just read but to experience the promises of God like one which I know that you're going to be able to relate to, that God will provide.
Right.
Well, that's that's all through the Bible, chapter after chapter. But until you experience God's grace during a challenging time in your life and can come out the other side and say, I'm here to testify to the truth that Jehovah Jireh, God will provide.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful that we have these promises of God. Once you really, for our listeners who are, kind of checking out faith, once you start to dig in to God's word and you start discovering how incredibly rich and meaty God's word is, and you start picking up on these promises, and then you don't just read it and go on, but you read it and carry it with you.
My devotion went from one time a day to three times a day, and I began to read the Bible more, and because I thought I read it enough, and I realized I didn't. And he reminded you have not because you ask not. He just reminded me of that I just, my faith was just not where it needed to be. Mm-hmm. And I saw the suffering of Jesus, and I mm-hmm. said, boy, that must have been a beautiful thing for him to suffer for us.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful for us. Mm-hmm. But now I start to see there's beauty in suffering. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so glad that you shared that with us, Tom, because oftentimes we want to run away from our pain.
Mm.
God will transform you if you turn to him during your pain and make something. You know, the chapter in Isaiah, chapter 61, where he says, I will trade your ashes and I'll give you beauty. There's mm-hmm. there's beauty that comes out of mm-hmm. the ashes.
Amen.
And yeah. until you've experienced right. that, you have no idea right. what we're really, you know, right. you and I are sitting here shaking our head. But, right. you know, there's something beautiful that he can do with it. But listen, on the remainder of the time, I really want to get to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. How did you get involved with FCA, and what has that mm. ministry meant to you mm. in your time in Charlottesville?
Yeah. Well, I love athletics. I mean, I played football in high school and at the University of South Carolina, and that's really where I went to my first FCA meeting was when I was a junior at South Carolina, and our coach introduced them to us. But I really didn't have much connection to FCA until I got to Charlottesville, and, some guys asked me to be on the board, and I said, yeah, because I love athletics mm-hmm. and I love God, love Christ,
yes.
and so love the opportunity to what athletics can, doors it can open. Mm-hmm. So I went in, and that's why I got in, because I just love those two things, mm-hmm. and they're a great match. As you know, you've been involved with
yes.
it some,
mm-hmm.
and it allows us an opportunity to talk to aspiring athletes, but also just regular everyday students mm-hmm. About Christ, coaches. So it's been a good experience. Been a lot of great people.
How about the difference that George Morris has made
tremendous
in the lives of
yeah.
so many young people at the university?
Yeah, George has been fantastic. We recruited him just probably 6 months to a year after I got on the board, and Mike London so graciously said, I want a chaplain, and we found George, George has just been an inspiration for so many people in this community, and he loves. There's a big man, big basketball player in that body, and you can see his love for people and for sports and for God. He's brought to Charlottesville a revived interest in FCA, and it's just been great to see the number of people that have come out to support it. Mm-hmm. High school coaches, teachers. Just a wonderful thing to see what sports can do, the doors it can open.
And a lot of different athletic coaches are very involved in the Fellowship of Christian Athletes at the University of Virginia. We've had Steve Garland on the program several times.
Okay.
And sure. he's the wrestling coach at the University of Virginia.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, he's pretty wound up in a good way.
Yeah,
he's wound up and fired up for the Lord and not afraid to share it.
Right.
He's bold with his faith.
And another guy, Frank Burkhead, he was my CPA for years, and I introduced him to George. And Frank just, his faith just turned around when he met George. Mm-hmm. He just loved sports, and then he found out he could love Christ in a powerful way. So George made a lot of difference.
Well, and he's had a impact on a lot of lives here in the greater Charlottesville area. But Tom Trevelyan, gosh, it's great to have you on this program, and I so appreciate your story, your faith journey, and the way that you're able to integrate your faith into your business, into your everyday life. That's what it's all about. You've been a good friend, and to you and your bride, your family, and all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace.
Come restore and make